Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
that big old booty, shake that booty, can I lay on them booty,
that booty, that big old booty. Shake that booty, can I lay on them booty? That booty, that big old booty. Shake that booty, can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty, copyright that booty. Bounce that boot on the floor, shit. Shake till you get a little soft, shit. Show me your mama made a hoe, shit. Go on here, get a little low, shit. Shake that boot in the car, shit. Shake that boot in the stove, shit. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus Sky, I'm a motherfucking rocket. I ain't got no fucking heart. I can't be loyal to you, whore. You weren't here from the start. Girl, I wanna see you first. I throw a little money, you first. I don't really think you can fuck. If you broke, go and work. Make that big booty work. Make that big booty work. Can I touch that booty? Get my wrist shot at hell with the gleam. Get my neck shot at hell with the gleam. Get my six shot at hell with the gleam.
With my motherfucking pipe out, I got a SK with a fucking knife out. Yeah, pussy boy, you wanna act out. With my guns in them niggas like the blackout.
Boom, boss, I'm a chief, nigga. I was raised around the streets, nigga. We don't do it for your beast, nigga. We'll pull up, come see, nigga. Money long for that love, Uzi. Walk around with a big boozy. Love chalk, that's love. Scrappy, boy, dog, that's bitch. Boogie, fuck it, that fuck up, I fuck it to work. Pull up, I got that AK on your shirt. Don't you my goal, yeah, no plan, no purse. Smoking no OG, I'm smoking no urban. Slay me a nigga, they call me Lil Kurt. I've been the boss, so I do this shit first. Smiling niggas,
yeah, that good shit first. Don't matter. Besides, the shit don't matter.
I'm pregnant, I'm going to Scotty. That hoe, she wanna ride like a Harley. Riding a Harley, I speed up a room. Flip from the back, man, that bitch hit its own. I be blowing out the bag, popping these tags. Feel like I walk out of sack. Know I made these niggas mad. Don't get no fuck, this shit, it come with a tag. Feel around drumming, it be like a drummer. Fucking up Cali, I did it, that strummer. Do this shit daily, ho, look at the numbers. Young nigga cold, but I'm hot as a summer. Cut long hair, the nigga quick, no kickback. Right speed up, love, bro, nigga, sit back. Bitch wanna fuck, tell a love, bro, hit that. Iced out nigga, walking around with a big rack.
Boom, boss, I'm a chief, man. I was raised around street, niggas, we'll do it, please,
please,
we'll pull up, come see me.
I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. Pull up like a casino, slap, I swear, I'll both lane. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. King of hell with the propane, bitch, I'm smoking clean, two gold chains. She catch her feelings, I can't say I feel the same, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah.
Ay, okay, too much sauce when I drip. Can't take a loss, I can miss. Ray Charles to the wrist. Got it looking like a fucking bank off, I done broke down a zip. Started acting like clean water, nigga, pop a feel and get lit.
Stepping on loose, checking my fashion. I was just trying to be cool, diamonds attacking. dreams. Precious Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Ay, off-white Nikes, lace them clean. Lean lick ash on my undercover jeans. Fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Clean as Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Smoking on a blunt, about as tall as limousine. All these niggas gas, I roll up the kerosene. I was sitting bad like the scale is a regime. Walking with the loud, you can hear my pocket sing. Going for a little bit, I'm drowsy off a beam. Shit, I take pennies, cause it all add up to me. Lil' bro still selling fire to a fiend. He ain't talking fresh with the iron in his jeans.
I'm ashamed of all the things that I was doing for you. Should've known that all these girls the same and they ain't loyal. She a freak, cause I don't wanna be. Just to eat, Louboutins all on her feet. Where you get the money for them shoes, girl? You hit me on my DM yeah, like a fan, girl. Did you want me or did you want these bands, girl? Oh, now I know you just another extra ground, girl. She almost made me think that all she wants is me. I hit the club and said that ass.
Backwards. 27 shows, I go through cities every now and then. I watch the crowd, they jumping, watching me,
watching me.
Cut to days ago, I'm just a kid, not old enough to smoke a cig. Then wonder what's the recipe.
Hey.
They want me to come home, I can hear the drum, hey. But understand I'm out here for a reason.
Hey.
Living in my own home, father missed me, I know, but also we know that yeah, I'm on a mission.
I got that.
Crack the seal is potent, you can smell when it's medical.
Smell when it's A1.
I double the cup to let you know I ain't drinking unregular.
Drinking them bullshit.
I keep a couple shots in case you get foul and technical. I'm free as a bird, but somehow I'm still gon' settle. Yeah, come take a ride with me. Hop on the passenger side. Baby, let burn some trees. Hop back while we glide. I'ma get fly like Clyde. Diamonds like stars in the sky. You gotta accept that I'm live. Pull up a zipper that fluid. And I know you don't do it. But baby, get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home, now I be gone, cause I be torn. Water on me, and on my feet, I'm on the shore. Pull up a zipper that fluid. And I know you don't do it. But baby, get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home, now I be gone, cause I be torn. Water on me, and on my feet, I'm on the shore.
Back in the day, I was playing.
Streets, boy. Murder the pussy, I'm a beast, boy. And you a soldier, I'm a chief, boy. Semi auto with no recoil. 4G autos, they on fleet, boy. 20 murders in a week, boy. Damn, I'm from the murder capital, no sleep, boy. I'm a rapper, but I'm different.
They talking about money, they ain't really get, huh?
Get pistol every day, don't you ever come up. I live my whole life criminal.
Bitch, you love them.
These
niggas be hating, these niggas be faking. They talk about money, they ain't really getting. These bitches be snaking, these bitches be bombing. They be trying to lie me, they thinking I'm slipping. I stay on my toes, niggas be thinking they low. Bitches be thinking I'm slow, losing they know. Every day I got my pose, I swear I can't just go.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy. Don't you be so crazy.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? It's Friday. It's Friday, yay, yay. You know what I'm saying? Give it up. I'm in it to the Dojo Loco Troop. You know what I'm saying?
What it do, what it do.
And we got the old girl, Trudy, up in the building. What's happening?
Howdy, okay.
What the fuck's up?
So dope.
Shit, and this motherfucker burning up. My goddamn swamp cooler done went out, so I'm sitting in this motherfucker about, nigga, like, smelling like chicken, but it's me cooking.
It be cold in there anyway with the door open, so it really don't be that hot in there. You just be hot.
Nigga, you ain't been out here.
It be hot like a sauna.
She ain't been out here when it's hot.
Would you say she missed that era?
Hey, look. She was out here with...
It's like being in the oven, with, nigga. That shit be like an oven.
She was out here with back, you know, when she came out here, nigga, she had old... My 49er goddamn of hoodie.
I really did.
Oh, no, this is a different time now. Good God Almighty.
Yes, and, yes.
And next week, it's getting ready to be on. Them motherfuckers say it. Them motherfuckers go from 104 to 107. Yeah, come on out here. Put that and put that motherfucker on in. And my goddamn
air. Frost the snowman on milk.
I'm so excited.
Frost the snowman
on
milk.
Then he sent me the picture with it on.
Oh, yeah, I sent her a picture with she at the 40. I was like, She a 49er fan. Oh, shit. So I got to get something done. I can't be sitting in this motherfucker's school. It's only 97 today, but
nah, she didn't come over.
97 outside feel like 102 in this motherfucker. Oh, Lord. almost didn't do the show. I just had to wait for it to cool off a little bit. But in any case, what y'all know good? What up, JoJo? JoJo.
Much right now. I made some moves real quick.
Are you at work?
I gotta go check on my nieces and nephews because my niece went out of town and left with my sister. You know how that shit goes. They don't listen to nobody. You gotta make sure they can work.
I hear you. I don't know nothing no good shit. I'm just here, god damn it. I'm trying to get some kind of pep or something. Shit. Your boy still ain't seen my money, so I'm that's making me irritated. My air is up. I'm really irritated. So it's just a gang of irritation going on my end. God damn it. And I try to be nice. But I guess no more Mr. Nice Scratch. I think I'm going to have to just go on and get gangster around this motherfucker.
Where they get gangster?
Huh. Hell yeah. Nigga, I'm in this motherfucker. It's hot as a fuck. It's like now, you know, it's been humid all day. It was just like that slow down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't stand this shit. I hate the summertime. You know, I used to love summertime when I was like in L.A. and you could see all the girls walking around in short skirts and
yes, Lord.
All that stuff. Shit, they don't have that up here. All the girls up here look like, you know, they look like you when you get ready to go to the laundry, man, you stuff all your goddamn clothes in a pillowcase. That's what they look like. That shit went right over y'all head. But that's what they look, that's what they look like, so it ain't nothing to look at. These motherfuckers look like stuffed pillowcases.
Stuffed pillowcases. Lord
mercy. Man, I know y'all done been to the laundry, man, to wash some clothes and got a pillowcase and stuff all your clothes in there.
Boy, that's been years ago. Years ago.
Well, just think if it was years ago, just think about that's how. And ain't nothing to look at. That's what all the girl bodies look like. The motherfuckers look like stuffed pillowcases.
I need to decide with this pool up the top.
Yeah, that's what they bodies be looking like.
Ooh,
we like, damn, Malisa, LA, you was like, hey. Hey, you be going, oh, Lord, no way. Yeah, but it's all gravy shit. I ain't tripping. I'm just tripping because it's hot. I can't, you know, I can't stand the hot. That's like, nigga, it'll be a whole lot of goddamn cancel shows if I don't get this goddamn air on. But I do got work. Huh?
I said you wouldn't do no shows, huh?
Fuck no. Well, right now, you know, around this time, but see, like next week, when it be like 107, I'm gonna have this shit fixed by then. I just hate the fact that, you know, I don't wanna have to. Fuck. Right after deal time, now I gotta fuck around and get this motherfucker fixed. But see, I got an AC. I call it R2D2. It's on the other side of this goddamn screen. So I gotta get that motherfucker. I might have to break out R2D2. No, it's an air conditioner. I got it. The swamp cooler makes it cold. R2D2, that means I can run that motherfucker for 4 bits. And have that motherfucker, I had to close this whole motherfucker down. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna have to get R2D2 tonight and put his ass over.
Right.
This is gone. I can't deal with this, man. I don't know, because you know, with me, when, if I get too hot, I start getting nosebleeds and shit.
That's how my kids are.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that. It feels like I'm getting out of a nosebleed. So I got all my goddamn tissues ready up. See, you know, there's a difference between hot and humid hot and and goddamn, you know, it's like them three motherfuckers. I think I'm on stage two right now. I'm sweating like a son of a gun.
You need to have some backup air conditioner.
That's R2D2. That motherfucker over there. I'm about to. If can't nobody get this motherfucker fixed, I'm gonna have to plug up R2D2. And see, I didn't fuck with him because it was really sucking electricity when I plugged him up. See, when I got the swamp cooler, it wasn't taking up that much electricity. But I'm gonna have to get R2D2 and I'm gonna have to hook them up. I just gotta keep the doors closed and all that shit. Yeah, I gotta cut him on early, so that's like when I wake up, cut him on and let him get this motherfucker cold and keep the door closed. It's one of them little floor, you know, it's like one of them little floor air conditioners. Ain't the kind you put in the window, but it be on the floor and you gotta get the tube and run it out the window. Yeah, so. I'm gonna fuck with him in the morning. I'm gonna wake up early and go and get him. I just gotta move these TVs. Julia know how many TVs I got in this motherfucker. I gotta move the TVs and pull that motherfucker out. I think I'm gonna test my muscle. I could probably just pick it up, man.
Ooh, he's
gonna. You got about 40 TVs in here.
I ain't 40. It's only about 8. 12.
He gonna go count.
4, 5, 6, 7.
If he go past 8, that means it's 40.
8. It's 8. It's only 8 TVs. Goddamn. Y'all crazy. Ain't that many goddamn TVs. I just gotta be able to see shit. Dude. Nigga don't want no. Nigga gotta look at little bitty shit. I want everything to be big. Yeah. I'm waiting on a few people to come through. I think my boy Big Beef coming through. The old girl Boss Lady supposed to come through. Not unless they lied to me. But it's still early. We still got an hour and 30 minutes on the crew. Man. I hate the fucking summer. I really do. Gotta go back.
I love the summer. Cause women be half naked. Hello.
Yes, well, they do.
This
is
where
they
you
do.
At. Not up here in Barstow. I told you all the women in Barstow, they look like, you know, you stuff your goddamn pillowcase full of clothes. Nobody wanna see all that goddamn Jabba the Hutt around this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, LA is different because LA summer is different. You know what I'm saying? They be like, oh shit, it's 88, it's hot in the motherfucker. Let me put on my shorts. Oh, nigga. Only motherfucker, all the cute motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying, that look like something, nigga, them motherfuckers be in the house, and then you got all these goddamn yabbas walking around. They're like, bitch, damn, I know it's hot, but put your stomach up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they don't see. They like, hello. You got more. They like, you got more holes to fill.
Nah, that be like that goddamn. Maybe having that booty dude, man. I don't like that booty dude. Yeah, I know what
so you
booty
like. That. You like that sexiness with the
toes? When your stomach be out further than your booty do. I don't want that booty do. I mean, I just want to look, but goddamn, y'all be out there. Them all be out there fucked up. This summer I'm gonna make it my business just to start taking pictures of the things y'all don't want to see.
Yeah.
Would you not sleep
with this at night? On a night.
Nah. You know what? Some things you can't be drunk enough. You be like, oh no, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do that to you. Fuck all that. They call it body shaming, but I'm like,
why is her booty on her belly?
Booty do, nigga. Her stomach is hanging out further than her booty.
Are you flat back?
No, kill me.
I'm gonna blur their face out so they won't sue me, but I'm gonna just start taking pictures. And I'm gonna let y'all see.
Booty on her belly.
But look though, it's like they just come out the house like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's like my sister and them neighbors. Nigga, they don't give a fuck. They all nasty looking, but them bitches don't give a fuck. They come outside whenever, let it all hang out. I'm like, God damn.
I ain't no super big ass nigga, but I just would rather walk around with my shirt off type of shit. You know what I'm saying? As a man, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Rick Ross. I ain't like Rick Ross. That nigga, he just let his old hairy ass titties out. But
don't say it like that because I do that my damn self.
You ain't gotta be different your body. God made you the way you are. Show that motherfucker.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, Jojo. So you mean to tell me you just go outside with your shirt off like a motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I get this goddamn six pack, nigga. Yeah, every time y'all see me, my shirt is on.
Nigga, six pack. Okay.
We going for the six
pack. Okay.
I ain't try to show my keg. but you know my shirt is getting a little slimmer, so then y'all gonna see it, nigga. They gonna be like, why this nigga? first nigga scratch don't never put a shirt on.
Oh, see, you gonna be one of them that take it to your head and be like, you know what? Look at me. Now he gonna be standing. He gonna be trying to film himself every day.
Mm-hmm. You better know it. What?
He gonna Photoshop all his pictures. So he gonna make
his
legs look like
his stomach. Nigga, I'm gonna get right. I'm gonna take my shirt off, nigga. They're gonna be like, damn, son, nigga, scratch this kind of. Hey, nigga. Hey, look, 2 weeks is on. But I'm just saying, when you a woman, and you walking around with, nigga, you got your tub, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. You know, it's crazy. Because if I was a woman, it'd be some fuck. What? Boy, if you was just, we was just driving down the street, my nigga, you would see some shit, nigga. You'd probably be like, threw up all over your goddamn steering wheel. They just got them nigga looking like, I don't know, Play-Doh, like, and them motherfuckers don't give a fuck. They be walking like they sexy as fuck, too. I'm just saying.
Don't let them have on their boxers, nigga, with that tank top on.
Oh, my God. Nigga, with no bra and the motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers. I don't know, bro. That shit is like sick.
Like,
and it's crazy because my wife and my mama be in the car like, and sometimes my father's be in the car. They be like, did you see what she was wearing? Oh, no. I mean, trust me, I put it to you like this. If I was a woman and I was big as some of these women I see, I would need to cover up every goddamn inch. I mean, even my ankles. I would have to cover that shit up. I don't care if you feel like you sexy, but some people don't want to see you sexy. They got their whole
big
belly
six.
Out.
I'm big sexy.
They call me big sexy.
And I bet you that I'm breaking sexy
so
back. They be having that goddamn song. They be having that song in their head. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah.
I support the big women. I support them. I support
the big women too, my nigga. But sometimes big women be putting on some shit that they ain't supposed to wear in public.
Okay. Okay. Even motherfuckers that skinny, they be putting on shit that don't make sense. Like, nigga, why ain't that supposed to wear?
Stay in the house with that shit. You got to stay in the house with it closed. You must be like, shit, let me go to the stove. And let me just have it like all these, oh, Lord, Jesus. Watch. I'm about to start taking pictures. My wife's going to be mad. What you taking pictures of that bitch for? Because I need to show her love and JoJo and truly these motherfuckers walking around with that goddamn... all their extremities out, and they ain't supposed to have their extremities out. They just fell out the... Because you got on a goddamn a shirt that's 2 years older than what your body is.
Why you got on your brother's shirt knowing damn well he's 2 sizes smaller than what you
is? And the motherfuckers just be at Walmart type of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Shopping. Don't let them have their kids with them. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker be, come on, we going to Walmart. Mm-mm, I don't want to go. Can I stay home? They want to stay home because you look fucked up.
I'm going to embarrass.
Nigga, it's almost like, nigga, I used to like, when I was in elementary school, right? I love when my mama showed up, because my mama was bad. My mama still bad, but she was bad. But niggas used to be embarrassed when they mama come up there. They mama used to be told to fuck up. They be like, your mama pretty than a motherfucker. But them other motherfuckers be like, fuck, my mama got to come up here. They be coming up there with their goddamn rollers in their head type of shit.
Nightgown still on?
Yeah.
No bra.
Niggas got chicken grease on their goddamn. They got chicken grease on their goddamn.
Chicken grease.
What my son doing?
Don't get in trouble when they. Oh, they definitely don't come up there.
Oh, they come up there just the way they are. Just the way they are. The motherfuckers say, oh, shit. Goddamn JoJo in trouble. Let me go on up here. They go up there, motherfucker. They be having a goddamn, having them goddamn slippers on and shit. Crusty feet, motherfucker. Chicken grease on their goddamn shoes. Spots off. Nigga, nightgown. What do you do? I don't know what. But I'm just saying. 86 in the building. What up, brother? But, you know, I'm just saying. You can't. Like I said, if I was a woman and I was a big woman, I would try to keep everything I got covered up. You know what I'm saying? If somebody like me with my stuff covered up, that's all good, but I'm not going with a motherfucking, what's they call it, motherfucker, a tool top and some biker shorts and some flip-flops going to Walmart. I ain't cracking. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying, 86?
Yeah, I got you. I feel you. Yeah, it's gotta be, you know.
Have you ever seen them big girls just come out the house? I mean, like I said, it ain't no bashing on big girls, but they just come out the house with that shit on. You be like,
Yeah, you don't. I mean, even
some men like big girls though.
Even small, I like big girls. That I got a saying that I say. A real player or a real man will take a big girl that's confident over a model or a skinny chick that's insecure and needs constant compliments. You know what I'm saying? So if it's
okay,
if
so
it's
so you
girl,
would you would
hmm?
You would actually take a big girl. I'm talking about a big girl that got on a tube top.
No. I ain't saying that. I'm saying if she's classy and got herself together and she's covered up and presentable,
yeah.
I don't even want a small girl that's letting the whole world see all her business, because where's
right.
the exclusivity for me? I'm supposed to be special. You're supposed to, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a valid point, my nigga. That's a valid point, because if you got a big classy girl, it don't matter. It's not me choosing if I want a small girl or if I wanted a big girl, but you got some like these motherfucking hood rat girls. They big and they come out at every goddamn piece of part is hanging out. You get what I'm saying?
She's trying to do extra. She's trying to do extra to get a man's attention. So she's using, it's really like an insecurity. They like insecure. So like, I'm going to do this extra to see if somebody bite on it, you know. But to me, that ain't like, you know, you already, it's like you walk past the mirror before you leave the house. So you're going to say, okay, am I... Yeah, these shorts cutting right up in my ass just right. I know I'm finna get somebody finna holler. You know what I'm saying? And you're right. It's going to be some snaggletooth dude out there. But best believe, he ain't trying to make you wifey or none of that. He just
well,
doing what
little,
he sees.
I'm a small girl, and I take a big guy over a small guy. I mean, he did what you
what's
were
your
I don't discriminate, okay? Out of the told y'all, so you mean to tell me you see one of
the
people
hold her, I would hold her hand. I wouldn't get no
hood rat bitch,
hold on.
That's what I'm saying, nigga.
I would give me a big girl and hold her hand like, man, like she want $1 million.
Look, I'm not, it's not talking about just big girls. I'm talking about the ones that be out there just looking hood ratty. You know what I'm saying?
The ones that you gonna slide through after 12 o'clock so nobody
Let's talk about Lizzo. What about Lizzo?
But see, she classy.
Lizzo, she be doing a lot, man.
No, but she ain't like some. Come on, hold on, bro. I guarantee you, nigga. Well, first of all, she got some money, so she can look anywhere she want to. But I'm talking about, nigga, it's the first of the month, and them hoes get up.
Hey, you know,
the
first of the year,
they
whole magnet for the first of the
year. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't know. Wait a minute. Hold on. You live out there. What, you in San Bernardino, Rialto? Nigga,
I'm in San Bernardino. You already know. I see that.
Oh, nigga, them, you see them raggedy assholes that come off that motherfucker. Looking any kind of way. Oh, shit, I got my goddamn check. It's on.
Nigga, when it was the first of the 15th, nigga, they was really loving
it. Man. I don't know. My thing is this. I ain't discriminating against big girls at all. You know, I've always been the type to like petite women. But me, I don't mean to fat shame nobody. I'm gonna put the bar over their eyes, but when I go out tomorrow, I guarantee you, I'm gonna take you some pictures of some big girls that look so ratchet.
Matter of fact, I'm on my way to my niece and my house now. Hopefully, they outside so I can take a picture of these ratchet ass bitches.
Ratchet. I'm just saying. You know, and it's crazy because my mama be so mad at them motherfuckers. She be like,
what the fuck this bitch come outside looking like that for?
They're like, Ma, they ratchet.
Making women look bad because they want to come outside looking like that.
Yeah.
But then you got fat niggas that do it too though, so you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Nobody don't give a fuck about fat niggas doing anything. Them motherfuckers be like, oh, look at that fat motherfucker, and they keep it moving. But they feel like people be feeling more like the women should be taking care of themselves more than a fat motherfucker coming outside not taking care of themselves. They don't give a fuck about the niggas. They don't give a fuck about what niggas do.
Her snack level is on a different level than ours, and her sugar intake retains and don't filter like others.
Shut the fuck up, Joe. Well, we attain water more than y'all. Nah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Hey, I ain't my fault how big bone it is. And you know, this is what it is. My daddy and my mama big bone, so I end up like this, but mine just a little bit more sloppier than theirs, but I'll be all right.
But I am on a dot. I have been. Mm.
What kind of diet?
Mm-hmm. A seafood
diet? You
want
to eat it?
Oh my God, that's
crazy. But what killed me is how the fuck you order a gang of food and you want a diet soda? that shit killed me like a motherfucker. Like, you might as well, if you went all the way, you might as well keep doing.
Hey, but look though, you know what they said is. Diet sodas is just like a regular soda. I don't know why they say diet. You know what I'm saying? Because actually, if you're on a diet, you shouldn't be drinking no soda, period. It don't matter.
So diet soda means that instead of it being 100% sugar, they're going to give you 80%?
Yeah, they just knocked it down 10%, that's all. But, yeah, anyway, I'm over it. I was just bringing up the fact that, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy. What? I don't know. If I won't, but when I'm out and I see them goddamn girls looking like clothes stuffed in a motherfucking a sack, nigga, and they just out here just walking around thinking that they sexy as a motherfucker, that shit is like, okay, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl.
And they gonna be the ones that make sure you eat.
Huh?
They gonna make sure you eat, though. They gonna make sure you eat. So for sure you gonna eat.
Well, sometimes eating ain't all about it. Sometimes it's better to starve. Hey, you want some food? Mm-mm, I'm cool. Unless you're just a hungry ass nigga. I got enough money, I go and buy my own goddamn tacos. Now this motherfucker. Hey, we get ready to get into a couple of jabs. Y'all motherfuckers got me laughing like a motherfucker. It's just, like I said, I would like for, you know, our women to walk around and, you know, especially, you know, if you own a wider section, to, you know, just put on some more clothes, cover up some more shit, you know what I mean?
They want to cover up. They want their roles to roll, okay?
Hey. That's all right. If they want their roles to be out, that's on them. But, I mean, me personally, I don't want to see it. That should be like, I'd be like, ah. You know, if I see anything that make me want to throw up, it's bad. And I'm sorry. Sometimes I be seeing some motherfuckers make me want to throw up. I'll be like, oh, my God. Sensitive stomach. Sensitive mind. Getting old. Hey, when I was younger, I'd be like, yeah, go on, y'all do y'all time. But now I'm getting older, it seems like everything, I'm getting sensitive about shit. That shit made me on the earth. It's like, oh my God. Motherfucker walking around and then just bailing and just, you know, like runway walking ass motherfucker. I'm like, bitch, you on the runway? With your goddamn whole goddamn muffin out, nigga, muffin top, motherfucking. Oh, my God. I'm over it. True West Radio, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Motherfucking Friday, yeah. We about to get it in. Let's go.
All right. Storm, motherfuckers ain't really knowing if you can flow or not, so let's do this shit like that.
Holler my name, nigga, you riding and scream. I be a thug with a heart to be a part of my scene. It seems we got a problem. We ain't let no women in the feminine side. It's been denied, time to give them a try.
Finally made it, now focus, you the dopest. It's just a brother, all the sisters. I agree, it's a man's world, but why my niggas sisters? I ain't trying to hear it, witness my thug spirit.
They keep on screaming, bitches.
Cause niggas love to hear it. Call them my dog, cause they rowdy than a motherfucker. I love you niggas like brothers, but don't fuck with me.
Double Glock, so all you niggas be wrong. From the dust to the dawn, we might trip, but I dare you fix the fuck around with storm. We outlaws, I said it a minute, and when you see me, live on TV is strictly represented. Then let me hear you scream, this is for my niggas, only for my niggas, let me see you throw your hands up. Puffy, it's a puffy stream, word on my life. I wrote this shit while fucking
put you in bad boy West. Busting through Brooklyn, looking my shots to Queen. Cause I'm looking for Liv Show, that big ass scene. I bet you scream like last year. Best don't come to California, we don't want your bust ass here.
We outlaw riders, thugs till we die. Get they groove on.
Niggas getting high, call me a motherfucking troublemaker. Send me to jail, but watch me bust on LL. Now let me hear you scream. This is for my niggas, only for my niggas. For my niggas, let me see you throw your hands up.
trampoline going up. And when she come down, face low, her back up.
She got that wet breath snapper, you can't pass it up.
Cause once you hit that, you come back, can't get enough. Hey, G5 on flight, about to hit the
all night.
This girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you, I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Girl, you're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high, I know what you like. Wanna touch, wanna taste it, gotta get a bite. It's like 6 in the morning, I'm trying to keep going. The way she doing tricks, got the crowd really going. See, you had one of these little homie, you ain't knowing. Cause she rocked your boy like the waves in the ocean. Rolling it, backing it up. Call it a dump truck.
She got that wet breath snapper, you can't pass it up.
Cause once you hit that, you come back, can't get enough. Hey, G5 on flight, about to hit the
all night.
Girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you, I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Girl, you're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high, I know what you like. Wanna touch, wanna taste it, gotta get a bite.
Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Every time you get it surprises you. But you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Radio. Right, yeah, yeah. Thank you. No problem. Logo, logo. DJ Love. Junior. Motherfucker. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Motherfucker 86. And Mr. Elwer.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is the business? What's the business? What's the business? Can I get a witness?
Wait, you should have about 200 bars now, huh?
Man, I got about 600 of them motherfuckers. I'm just trying to put them together.
You might as well do the whole song then.
Uh-uh.
I guess you could say so.
I'm telling you, I had all of the papers laid out. So I was like, it's like 60. Now, if I did the whole 400, it have to make sense. But I was talking about some of the same thing I was talking about in this, so I can't use that. Oh, I got 100 already, though. Really. I got 100. You know, actually, no. It's like my business partner told me about some people I didn't talk about. So I got to put their dumb ass up in that motherfucker, too. Probably Monday. I put it to you like this. Probably Monday, I'll let y'all hear my 100.
I bet.
Because it was a whole lot of stuff he brought to my attention that I didn't bring up. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. Yeah, so. Don't fuck with me. I be done did 1,000 boys. Then they put me in the Guinness book for making the longest rap ever.
And the nut house.
Mm-hmm. I go there. Nah, I go. Ain't no motherfucking way. I ain't gonna do 400. I ain't doing 400. I can, but I'm not. That's taking too much time off of like other songs that I could be doing, but I just got that many bars. All I need to do is have my 100. And then everybody else who gonna put their 100 on it, it's all good. But I might let y'all hear my 100 on Monday. It's rolled. I just gotta do it. I was gonna do that shit last night. And I fuck around and I fell asleep. I didn't do shit last night. But I think I'm gonna do I'm gonna put my 100 down tonight. And I'm gonna perfect it, and I'm gonna do it over again. I might let y'all hear my 100 just for a sneak peek on Monday. Hey, this shit is clowning. I want the whole 400 before I email everybody who done unfriending me on Facebook that I'm talking about.
Who is it? Somebody?
Huh?
Did I miss something?
Did you miss something?
You know, these beautiful women be walking in my house, catch me by surprise.
Oh, you got beautiful women walking in your house?
Fans of True West Radio. I mean, you know, hey.
Right. I love True West Radio, man.
Fans of True West Radio.
Oh, that's all good like firewood. That's what I love, though, man.
I want to say congratulations to Johnny Depp on winning his case.
Yes.
His ex-wife.
Yes.
He was going to win anyway.
that there are really men out there, you know, some men out there do be abusing, and people don't take that serious just because it's a thing, but I'm very glad that he's born in the case.
Yeah,
we got two more. We got two more.
My bad,
women
I'm on the radio. I forget.
She fucked herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
You heard me, Freddy.
How you go, how you go
We got two more
go
women to go.
But how she think she was gonna win when you got caught on camera taking another man up to your house?
Hey, she got caught on camera taking a dunk in the bed and saying it was a dog. The lady is really disgusting, for real.
Well, you know,
she
put on,
she gave
put on.
All the motherfucking, what was that? The money that she get from the you know, I mean, her winning supposed to went to charity, but she never gave none of this shit to charity.
Mm. We got two more women to go. We got Megan Thee Stallion, and we got Jada Pinkett Smith.
Well, see, the thing about it is, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, men get abused too, but at the same time, we ain't got their money. So if I was getting abused like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, what makes you think I'm going to win my case?
Well, then
I'm going to
win my shit because I was verbally abused, but I, but you know what? I guess my grandma told me, you know, if you ain't got nothing to say, I'm saying it all. But now, fuck that. A woman say something to me, her feelings gonna get hurt.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole thing about it is, you know, when it comes down to abuse, it's always a man abusing a woman, and nobody actually look at it like, damn, the woman is abusing the man. You know what I'm saying? It's something that's just unheard of. It's something that's unheard of. It's like you, motherfuckers don't think that men could get abused. They don't think men could get raped. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm talking about women. I ain't talking about like a man, you know what I'm saying? Some gay motherfuckers to rape your ass, but women could rape a man just as well as a man can rape a woman.
Hey, well, I'ma like this. If she can rape me, I'ma help too. I'm like, no, stop and be taking my pants off.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it's one of them somebody you ain't trying to make it happen with, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm hollering, she raping. I didn't give her consent.
Yeah. Man, you got Halle Berry on top of you, you're going to be like, all right, baby, go on, let's go. But if you got a motherfucking...
Halle Berry can raise me at any moment, any time.
You got one of them motherfuckers look like that stuffed-ass motherfucking pillowcase, you're going to be like, oh, no! I ain't consent to this. You know what I mean? I mean, the thing about it is it's crazy when you've got a double standard on things, you know. Motherfucker, she raped me. Then motherfucker be like, first of all, everybody be thinking to themselves like, damn, just think if it's just think about the bombing chick that you ever seen in your life and then you sue her for raping you. Niggas be like, are you fucking crazy? That badass bitch raped you. Are you fucking? You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I'm telling everybody I got raped by Halle Berry, nigga. Shit. I ain't about keeping it no secret.
That's what I'm saying. So, it's a double standard. You know what I'm saying? So now, you got a rape case against Halle Berry. Now, you got to prove it. Every nigga in the world going, you dumb son of a bitch, you should just give it to her.
But that's crazy. I'm glad you mentioned that, though, because the new thing is these women are raping men faces. I'm talking about they give them the date pill, and then they wake up, they squeeze the thighs, or squeeze the nigga neck, and they choking them. They're smothering them. They call it smothering and thigh crushing and face sitting. It's the new rate that's getting on. A lot of men are coming up rate, beards and all, gold teeth, mustache, creamy in a motherfucker.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You know, but see, those are the things that a lot of people, I mean, if you look at what happens in society, niggas will be like, I mean, the whole goddamn justice system be like, huh? You know what I'm saying? But a woman be like, oh, he forced me down and threw me on the bed and, you know, he gave me these drugs and I woke up and I had no undergarments on and this, that, and other. Everybody be like, oh, fuck, he did it. But, okay, here go Holly Berry. She's going to do the same thing to you. And you say, oh, my God, I woke up, my boxers was down. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. Niggas be, the whole goddamn world be looking at you like, what?
Hey, it's funny we talking about that, right? One of these young said that. He called me Unk, but. And then he was like, man, I don't remember what happened between 4 hours when I was gone with this girl. I said, how the hell you don't remember what the fuck happened? He said, I don't remember what happened. He said, I remember before and I remember afterwards. I'm like, damn. I'm like, what's your booty sore? I'm just trying to figure it out.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's more anything. It's almost like, you know, we were talking about like paternity tests and all that stuff. If a motherfucker just came, if a woman came and said, JoJo, you got a paper in the mail saying that you, her baby's daddy, nigga, they gonna believe that before you go, I'm not.
Oh, that's what I'm going out. Hey, for real, nigga, I gotta come up there Monday to go to court. Because I'm
I already know. I didn't mean to bring that up like that, but. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't no secret.
It's always,
baby.
Especially out here, it's always they word against ours. So them motherfuckers, they just want to put some child support payments on your motherfucking ass before you could even say, God damn, let's find out if he's my child first.
But this is the cold part about it is, they know who the father is because we went in the DNA test and all that. But you want me and him to pay child support? That shit don't make sense to me.
It don't make
up.
No sense. It's never going to make sense. But that's what I'm saying. The whole point of what I'm talking about, out here especially, is the woman's word against yours. So if a woman raped a man, they're going to be like, even the judge, especially if it's a man judge, gonna be like, seriously? That fine ass woman raped your ugly ass? That's what he be thinking.
Hey, you see my sister over here laughing when you said that fine ass woman raped your ugly ass.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
And if I'm going to get raped, I'm going to get raped by somebody finding a motherfucker because I can't take no other.
No, well, look, though, if it's somebody that, if nigga Holly Berry on top of you, ain't saying a goddamn thing. Nigga, you were going to go along with the ride, nigga. But if you got motherfucking, what's the old girl name, you got raped, you know what I'm saying, for Friday on your ass, Baby D. All your mother in there. Oh, you can really take this pussy. Not saying that it's rage, just somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Because some people be done bounced on rage anyway. But I'm just saying, you got a baby D on your motherfucking ass, and you wake up and she on you like, oh, yeah, I know it feels good. You know what I'm saying? That's a different story, man. Nigga, fantasy girls, hell yeah, right, me fantasy girl, but nigga, some old goddamn ugly booger, nigga, just on your motherfucking ass, and you fucking tied to the bed and all that shit. You done got drugs.
You know,
you done got drugs, and you
You know what I mean? Then you got role playing, and the role playing might get out of control and they leave you and shit, you know. That's a different
story.
Oh,
no. Hey, yeah, you know what I mean? That's a bomb-ass thing. You think that you get ready to get up in there with Holly Berry, and Holly Berry be on you. She put a blindfold on you and let goddamn a boomer could come and jump on you. Yeah, that's just good, Holly. And I got damn face mask up, jump off your ass, and you got,
man, goddamn. Come on now. You will know Holly Berry body from somebody else's body. Unless she got somebody that's in there just like her.
Nigga, if your ass tied to the bed, and then she start giving you the goddamn sucker, nigga, you don't know who that is. Because your ass is tied up. You can't grab her head or nothing. And then she fucking
look like
a nigga, and it be goddamn King Kong, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
And then I'll be like, you know what? You sucked the shit out of that dick, crook. You got a medal for that.
But you about to get sued tomorrow.
Hello.
I thought it was Holly, nigga.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And she got them drops all over her shirt.
It's
all right.
Give
me
she
that
got it
shirt.
All over her face. All that. She can have it whatever.
Yeah, I need that shirt for evidence. Yeah, I'm just saying. The whole point I'm talking, I'm trying to get at is men get raped. Men get assaulted like a motherfucker. Some men don't be... How can I put it? They don't report it because they feel like they bitches. You know what I mean? So, bitches be beating up niggas all the time, my nigga.
Like I said, mm-hmm. I got a home. That nigga girl beat that nigga all the time. Like, nigga, I be like, damn, nigga. Every time I come over here, you got a different black guy. I'm like, let me call help for you.
Yeah, you heard me. Man, women be beating up niggas like a motherfucker. But you know what? It be them hoe-ass niggas. Them hoe-ass niggas be the one to get beat up. I'm going to tell you, because if a bitch hit me, I'm knocking they motherfucking ass out.
Yeah,
I'm
but you fight enough, if you fight enough and she learn how you fight, nigga, you might be in trouble.
I don't give a fuck about trouble. If a woman hit me,
I'm not saying you won't, but I'm saying, but if she's sneaking your ass every time before you whip her, then what?
I already told my wife, if she hit me, I'm calling the police. That's just the bottom line. Yeah,
I'm just saying, if she keeps sneaking your ass.
The police don't do nothing, and she hit me again, I'm going to call you again. The next time she hit me, I'm going to fuck her motherfucking ass up.
You can fuck her, but what if she, every time she keeps sneaking you? Can't take that sneak back. You just got
shut
snuck,
the fuck
nigga.
Up, confetti.
But she's got to understand this too, though. His girl no martial arts. So I think that's why she takes that shit back. I'm like, well, shit. A shot at her motherfucking leg or something. She didn't realize that. I'm like, you know, keep the motherfucker to herself. She kid in a Bruce Lee kick. They got try to roundhouse me and sell out. In her good leg while she's standing there.
I'm just saying. If you with me, yeah. Well, if you with me, I'm going to hit you back. It means I'm going to hit you back. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's only... My mama told me that a long time ago. Nigga, if you fuck that motherfucker up. Because if you hit me, well, even when I was younger, if you hit me, nigga, I'm going to hit you about 10 times more than what you hit me. You hit me once, I'm going to hit you 10 times more.
Hey, I say, women kill, men kill, women kill like men kill. So, nigga, that first lick could be the lick that she slides your ass. I know a lot of niggas that got come home drunk. When you fight your girl, she know how you fight. You come home drunk and she sneak your ass and you lay out in the corner. Then what?
I know a gang of motherfuckers because
yeah,
we got
one guy.
After hours, what type of shit?
I fought outside my whole life, and that was in high school. And what happened was they was playing kickball, and he kicked the ball. And the ball flew all the way over the field and hit me in my face. And when he picked up the ball, he didn't say excuse me, and I socked his ass.
Oh, goddamn. That was an accident.
And look, the killing part, we both was in alternative school, and we had to dissect a frog together.
Oh, Lord.
I had a girl. Hey, I was in about 7th, 8th grade. We was arguing about the fucking how cold it was, and she had her jacket on. And she was a pretty motherfucker. She was fine, too, nigga. Oh, Lord, I wanted to get with her, but she had a jacket on, and I was like, man, she's talking about it's hot. Bitch, take the jacket off. She opened the window, I closed the window, so the motherfucker come on the side of the desk where I couldn't get out the door because I was swinging on it. Yeah, I was over there trying to swing on her ass back, but, you know, oh, well.
All right, nigga, I'm going to tell you something, nigga. It was this girl named Juliet Vincent when I was in the 6th grade. But why was Juliet like 6 feet? And I think when I was in the 6th grade, I was like 5 foot tall, you know what I'm saying? Well, I think she liked me, but she was like raggedy, like smell like pee like a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. She just, every time... And she was on the desk next to me, and she smelled like pee all the fucking time. And nigga, we had to do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and then I scooted to the side, and this bitch scooted to the side next to me. I don't know if she has some kind of crush on me or something, but I was like, hold on, I'm like, dude, stop moving next to me. You smell like pee. And she grabbed me like a motherfucker, like, I'm talking about like a man. She grabbed me. Nigga, I got away from her ass. I gave her ass the coolest two-piece ever, nigga, in the 6th grade. Ba-da. And, nigga, my mama had to come to the school and everything. I fucked her ass up with them two pieces, but she just smelled like pee every day, my nigga. And she sat right next to me. So I tried to scoot over a little bit. When I pledged allegiance, nigga, I scoot over like a couple of... And then she just scooped right next to me. I'm like, dude, get away from me. You smell like pee. And she grabbed me, nigga. I'm talking about this. I don't know. It's like I ain't never seen no 6 foot two... A 6th grader, my nigga. It seemed like a grown woman up in the class type of shit. She was taller than the goddamn teacher, cuz.
See, you know, hell, they got some. See, yeah. Hell, that shit ain't new today.
Nigga, she was
fucking hormone on the kitty.
You know what? We used to call her Hermit Monster because she was big as fuck. And I had on the motherfucking old lady dresses. But she smelled like pee. And just that particular day, I fucked around, nigga, and I just took two steps over while we was doing the Pledge of Allegiance. She took two steps next to me. I was like, get away from me. You smell like pee. And she grabbed me, nigga. I gave her the coolest two piece. Nigga, I had to jump up. Nigga, I'm 5 feet. It's 5 feet. This bitch like lurch, my nigga. Like, oh, nigga, my mama was so mad. She's like, you hitting girls? I'm like, dude, she smelled like pee. She grabbed me. And I just had to give it to her. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I never, ever, like, you know, probably then, you grab me, you fuck me up. But, I never hit a woman in my life. Because you know what? There's one thing about I know. I could fuck a woman mind up worse than fucking a goddamn, you know, if it came down to it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, some of these women think they can just hit you, bro. Over and over. My daughter's mother was like that. You know what I'm saying? I fight niggas quick, but that just, I remember, she used to slap the shit out of me. I mean, like, just keep slapping my ass until I hit her ass back. Niggas, see, I used to be like, you know, man, you know, I don't know.
I never had to do that in years, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just, before I got married, I would fuck a woman's mind up before I have to actually lay a hand on her.
That make them kill you.
That's just the way I look at shit, because, first of all, you know, I know my father used to, you know, hit my mom. I was too young to do anything about it. But I came to the conclusion I could never hit a woman. I mean, okay, you my girl. Now, sock your ass in the eye and you want some sunglasses type of shit. Then people ask, you all right?
Yeah,
she all right.
Hey,
I ain't gonna beat my girl up. I can't do that.
Man, look at her, man. My baby mama used to slap the shit out of me to the point she leave. And I used to be like, man, just go in, man. Like, she used to be, hey, she wouldn't stop. I tie her whole ass down. I start slapping behind her head. But she stopped hitting me. But, nigga, this shit was going on. Like, yo, I'm like, I had my ex-wife, another one. Some of these women just like putting their hands on niggas. Who think they can put their hands on? You know what I'm saying? Until you be like, look, man, like you're going to have to stop. You can't be fucking put your hands on me. But, you know, I'm at the age now. I look for war baby tennis. But my ex-wife, she's another one. Try to put her hands on me. Wait till I get drunk. That's when she try to handle me. Shit don't work. Shit don't fucking work, nigga.
Now, you know, the whole thing is crazy because, once again, the whole problem to this conversation is, you know, men get abused just as much as women get abused. I could never see me abusing a woman. But you know what's crazy? It's some women that like that shit.
Mm-hmm. That's how they feel like they're in a relationship.
That's just like my mom.
Huh?
You know what I mean? Like my daughter mom, all she used to say, yeah, I fight niggas and this and this and that. I'm like, well, okay, I don't hit females. I'm letting you know that now. But if you put your hands on me, it's going to be a whole different situation because you don't hit like an ordinary female. And I'm like, but you already seen what I'm capable of doing many times over, so I don't think you want to come and test these grounds because I already know what I'm capable of doing to you. But if I got to raise my hand, then it's time for me to walk away.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know what? That's the best thing that you can say because that's what I say. Because if my wife beats me, I got to go.
No, that's what happened, nigga. She was mad because I wouldn't give her my phone, nigga. She fired on me, and I gave her that look. And the next day, nigga, I was gone. I left.
You got to do that because, you know, first of all, motherfuckers don't understand about reaction. You know what I'm saying?
She was about to see
reaction.
She was about to see
motherfucker. I mean, even with women, if a nigga fuck around and slap his girl or something, and she fuck around and come back with a cool two-piece or something, you be like, oh, shit. You know,
Fuck around, knock your ass out. Nigga, I'll slide your ass. Don't take 6 pounds of pressure.
Oh, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Women can slide niggas, too.
I'm about to say shit.
Yeah, my baby mama slid a couple of niggas, so I was like, you know what, don't come and try to test these.
Hey, I got this song, because this nigga made a song about me, and I made a song about him back, right? Nigga, she a blood girl, she was Pasadena PDL. And a nigga hit Nick Bone And Nick Vaughn gave this nigga like the five-piece special, nigga. I'm talking, nigga. Nigga, and a biscuit. And this nigga was so motherfucking mad, he got in his car and tried to run her over. She was walking across the street. That bitch grabbed on to that nigga car and rolled his car. The nigga crashed the car. Nick Bone fell off the car. This nigga got out the car, and Nick Bone gave that nigga like another 5 or 12 piece special. She socked this nigga out. This nigga get mad. Nick Bone like, fuck it. She going through her car. This nigga come and try to run Nick Bone over. And Nick Bone, I'm talking about Nick Bone, like, she one of them, like, she was a dyke girl, but she act like a nigga. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Hit her. She grabbed onto the nigga car. He grabbed the car. Nick fell off the car. He got out the car, and she started fucking that nigga up again.
See, that sounds like my little sister. You know, that's her problem with the little dude she married that fresh out of jail from, you know, murder, doing 17 years. So she get pregnant. She couldn't handle the nigga. But if she, before she got pregnant, they didn't call herself going to the club when he got out. So I told that nigga, you go to the club. My sister like about 5'11". 270.
Oh,
see, is that playing? That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
nigga, she tight niggas. She tight them niggas up, nigga, on a regular. And this nigga shorter than her.
That nigga said 270.
Man, I'm telling you, nigga, she will hit you. She will hit you. She will hit you. Them niggas were playing with pistols, so I know she stung that nigga, and the pistol was in the other hand. You know what I'm saying? I wait for the nigga.
Wait a minute.
5'11", 260. 260, 270, nigga. She's gonna, nigga, she is not scared of you. She's not playing. But he got her because, you know, she's pregnant, had, you know, caught her like he stole her nerve. But she'd have had that, if she'd have had that baby once, and he would have been, oh, she'd have got him back. She'd have caught the nigga coming. Bam. Nigga, let's continue. I had a little chick that was in Louisiana that fucked one of my partners.
Let me tell you, my sister Lisa. Hey. Oh, my God.
Why they not reporting murder these days?
Why
they
not what?
Yeah, they just killed the nigga down the street behind the store.
I know, I saw that.
Was that on an app or something?
It's a gang of motherfuckers that got shot the fuck up.
What, they got it on an app or something? Like shot fired in the neighborhood or something?
Nah, nigga. Shit, I'm like right down the street from the motherfucking store.
Yeah, I seen that shit earlier, bro. They had this shit on the news.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. You seen it on the news, though.
No, nigga. I'm down the street from that where it happened. Like, I go to
this store
every day.
Man, this shit is crazy, man. It's never going to stop.
Was the nigga violated some shit? He got beef or something? Or niggas violated? He violated another nigga or something?
The nigga just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
No.
Oh, shit.
You got to understand, a whole lot going right there behind that store.
Oh, I already know. Nigga, with the... Nigga, everything go behind that stove.
Everything.
Don't, ain't there some apartments in behind that motherfucker?
Yeah, my homie stay over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. So the nigga must be out of line. Nigga did some shit.
Look, Craig, remember when they were showing on the news when they put that lady decapitated?
Yeah.
That's the same parking lot.
Oh, Lord. Well, everything, man, jumping off in that goddamn parking lot, nigga, forever.
But you gotta understand, this is what people don't realize. All this shit over here is Indian. It was like Indian burial ground and shit. And a lot of people don't realize, like, nigga, that kicks up a whole lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, it's always a monster. Somebody hit at that corner.
That's
crazy. I'm saying, but you know, a lot of times you keep your ears to the streets. I just want to know this. When you look at not all that shit happened, it ain't just happening for no reason. Somebody done violated somebody, or it's some shit jumping off. I mean, it's a reason for it.
No, you got to understand, that's just like, no, this shit is really Indian shit. I'm telling you, it's like if you go anywhere in San Bernardino out of this area, you don't really hear about shit. But this area right here, niggas get knocked down every day.
But I'm saying, that's just the area where it jump off at. Like, we like, just like certain areas, it's just like, okay, when you meet over here, this is where niggas gonna settle, you know, settle what
now,
they gotta get into.
You know what? It's different when you in San Bernardino than you are anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because
when they say this the Myrtle Capital, nigga, it's the Myrtle Capital.
Motherfuckers, it's actually, if you really want to know, it's kind of like low-key rules. So if you don't follow the rules, you get ready to get fucked.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So if somebody violates you something.
It's not like, you know, you being in Dallas or Julia being in Louisiana. It's a whole different thing. It's something totally different with this shit than anywhere else.
But I'm saying, so you telling me basically what's happening. Niggas coming through the area and niggas just dropping it. Like, nigga, you ain't in violation or like you ain't doing bad business.
Niggas knock niggas down because they got personal beef.
That's what I'm saying. There's some real nigga shit going on. That's what I'm talking about.
But it's always something at that sort. Somebody gets shot, killed, car accident, ran over, right? And it's always that corner.
That's just the jump-off spot, though. That's what I'm saying. That's just the jump-off. It was certain areas in Louisiana. It was just the jump-off. Right there, when you get in that area, you knew that, okay, nigga, if I run into this nigga in this area, this the jump off, nigga. This is where it go down and it's cool. Like, nigga, this just the jump off area. Certain areas just the jump off area, you know?
The thing about it is, you know, if somebody's doing something fucked up right there, nigga's almost like a hit squad that'll get your ass right there.
It's gang war right now. But niggas is tagging, niggas don't even know who they tagging because they don't know who's shooting who.
Cali shit is way different than anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can fuck around and shit could happen just because of this or that or the other.
Because you like a certain color and you pull into the wrong hood and nigga get shot because you like the wrong color and you like, damn, nigga, I don't even gangbang.
Right. And I believe that, you know.
But see, that's the difference between, you know, because us being used to being Crips, we know where to go and where not to go and where we going to wear what and where we not going to wear what. You know what I'm saying? But over there, if motherfuckers think that you, if they already got a target on you, then you getting ready to get a job.
Okay, look, this is what I'm gonna tell you how crazy this area is. Remember when that nigga Doggy Style and them got shot?
Yep.
Okay, that's right down the. I'm right down the street from there. I was gonna go down there and talk to him right before he got shot, because his uncle was my homie that got killed. Like, this area right across the street, niggas get killed or that motherfucker gets shot up on every couple of weeks.
That's why I never go over there. I never, man, that could be the last motherfucking store.
Is it a corner store right there?
The last store in America.
It ain't just a corner store. It's the whole, it's the surrounding area.
Oh, the whole area.
Yeah, what is, what's the area called?
Nigga, it's Highland area, but shit, nigga, this is like ain't really nobody hood. Wait, no,
your ass will get served right there.
I'm saying, but they ain't got no like certain name for that area.
Nope.
Well, shit, no, you know what I mean? Shit, it's a neutral area because you got Bloods and Crips over here and SA, so it's a neutral area, but it just.
But that's just off. Where niggas get served at, right there.
I'm saying that block ain't got no name. I'm not saying like it's Crip Blood.
Nope.
I'm just saying
like
the hood.
Okay, like Day Street. Like, Day Street is a block up from where I'm at. Nigga, that's the nigga, that's a dangerous street.
Yep.
Day Street.
Yep. It's crazy because it's like me and my son. My son used to live when I was staying in A9 hood. If you go across the tracks, it was the liquor store, and that liquor store, it stayed open longer than any liquor store in the neighborhood. And one day I had a dream that I went in that liquor store, and then the motherfucking bishop, non-dudes bishops killed me in that liquor store. And it's crazy because my son had the same fucking dream. And my son said, I told him, I said, dude, I had a dream that I died in that liquor store. He said, I had the same fucking dream that I died in that same liquor store. And we vowed never to go in that liquor store again. You know,
well, that's in San Bernardino?
No, that's in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Nigga on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
We both had the same. We talked about it the next day. We both talked about the same guy. I called him. I was like, dude, I had a dream that I died in that liquor store. And he said, I had the same fucking dream last night. And we vowed not to go in that liquor store. And one of my homeboys went in that liquor store and got shot up at that liquor store that same fucking night we had the dream. I was like, nigga, I'm never going in. I don't give a fuck. Because, you know, when you in the hood, we had after hours. So after hours was like, say, for instance, if a buddy was like $2, these motherfuckers in the house, they'll sell you a beer for $4. They'll sell you a 40 for $4. So whatever you is trying to get, they'll double the goddamn price. But motherfuckers be like, well, fuck it. I'm just getting ready to go to the liquor store and get the beers for $2. But you have to go across the tracks over in the Blood Hood because it's Washington Park. And you go up under the motherfucking the track. And it's a liquor store right there. And that motherfucker stayed open longer than anybody else's shit. So even the Crip niggas would get way across that motherfucker and try to grab them some motherfucking, some loose-ass beers and all that shit. But me and my son had a dream that both of us got killed in that store. That nigga like that, please promise me you will never go back to that store. I don't even want to go down there. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to go down there. And then he had the same, and he lived like right around the corner. He lived right over there in the Blood when he was a little kid. But he had a dream that he got killed in the same liquor store. That shit was crazy. I said, son, we're never going that motherfucker. I'll never go in that liquor store again at all.
Like, I know sometimes, like, in these apartment complexes, like, too, if I'd have been over here, like, we was hanging out over in North Dallas, nigga, High Ridge, apartment next, I had 13 motherfuckers got killed in 1 year. I had a little homegirl used to go over there. You know what I'm saying? We live right next door. Niggas was hustling right next door. Come out the gate, go to the next one. So they got spots out here that's like that over here in Dallas. But, you know, kind of really all just... Right. I think the hood is bad for motherfuckers who ain't from there. around here, like if you ain't from that hood, if you can be in the hood, be the worst hood. And I just, to me, that's in Houston, Dallas, Louisiana. But if you from that hood, it ain't bad because you understand the hood. You know how to know who's who and what. But if you ain't from that hood, like you might have problems.
Well, see, the thing about, you know, L.A. hood is like, if motherfuckers be like, you're not from here, it might be a problem depending on how you handle yourself.
What?
Depending on how you handle yourself. Us is being older, I don't give a fuck. I'm showing up wherever the fuck I'm at anyway. You know what I mean? If I need a beer, I'm stopping right here, man. I'm stopping right here. Fuck what you talking about.
Let y'all know that ain't me. That ain't me. That is not me.
Mm-hmm. So those are the difference between, you know, out here in Cali. It's like you carry yourself. If you a G and you carry yourself like a G, more than likely you in a safe zone, but you carry yourself like a bitch, that's when they gonna get you.
Yeah, but you know, it depends. Hey, I see like this, and for the most part, that's real. But sometimes these niggas just be out to get niggas. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes these niggas just own one.
Yeah,
just own one. You know what I'm saying? They just sometimes niggas just own one. That's all that is. Take it down bad and make his own one.
We're about to jump in the after hours. We got like a minute and 30 seconds left, man. We got a minute and 30 seconds left. You know, motherfucking Friday. You know, we try to,
but you know what I'm saying? You just got to know how to carry yourself is where you at.
Exactly.
Watch your surroundings at all times.
Yes, it's real different. You know, a lot of people, that, you know, they think that, you know, I mean, you just can't go where you want to go and do what you want to do because you might fall victim to casualty. You know what I mean? It's not funny, but it's just something that we have to tell everybody because a lot of people don't know. We have to let everybody know you can fall victim to casualty because you don't know where the fuck you at. God damn.
You know, there's a lot of being around the country.
We out of here. True West Radio, 12 seconds. We going to see you on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Mad Monday. Love you. Peace out. All right. Now, what you say?
Now, I'm saying, I done been all over the country. I done been all up and down that coast. And, of course, I'm going to tell you, like I said, L.A. was one of the last places I was to get comfortable with. One of the last places. Because, nigga, like I told you, after that shit happened to me in San Diego, I was like, you know, but like I said, I used to ride the Greyhound, but I listen to these niggas. Feel me? I listen. Because one thing, everywhere I'd have been in the country, you got real niggas, they'll tell you what's up. They'll tell you, especially when they know you ain't from there. Like, look, bro, this is how it is down here. Hey, pay attention. So I listen to the cats, you know what I'm saying? How they move, how they handle themselves. And that ain't just from, like, that's from San Diego to the Bay. You know what I'm saying? But L.A. was just one of the last places. You know, I'd have been in Chicago, Detroit. I deal with cats from Chicago that lived in L.A. They tell me, man, this is, when I was out there, this is how it was, from Detroit, how they get out,
bro,
from all over the country.
Bro,
I mean, I've been
you.
Baltimore. You know what I'm saying?
No matter where you've been, when you come to L.A., and you got a goddamn gold tooth, they ain't gonna fuck with you anyway.
I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that, bro. I'm just saying. But I'm saying, I had partners from L.A. Man, I had partners in the Army from L.A. A lot of these cats, they used to gangbang, bro. You realize they joined the Army? That was their only way out? You know what I'm saying? They like, either you go here, or we going to give you a chance, and you join the Army. They used to have a lot of cats like that. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was all over the country. You know, a military part of the project.
What's the point, though, cuz?
No, what I'm saying is, bro, I'm just trying to say, I've been around all type of cats, and I understand.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we need to get at, because, you know, we got other motherfuckers that might want to speak on something, too. That's the thing about it. We got to be able to, you know, it's a big old world, and then everybody got to do different things and do different stuff in different places. Hell, I can't come, you know, to Louisiana with my L.A. style. I can't go to, you know, Texas with my L.A. style, depending on who I'm dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole big old melting pot of things that you have to fucking absorb if you ain't been in these certain places.
I mean, I respect it, bro. I mean, L.A. is L.A. And you got to roll how L.A. roll. I respect that.
Yeah, but if you don't know how L.A. roll, that means that you could get caught up in a twist quick. Just the same as if I don't know. If I didn't know how Dallas roll, I could get caught up in a twist. If I don't know how anybody, any state, any city, if you don't know how they vote, your ass could get caught up quick as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my partner, I told you I was just tripped out one of my partners. He was breaking down, like, the streets in L.A. and all the, like, the gangs and the families. And I'm like, this nigga, that's how I knew, like, this nigga really from there. He was a man on this street. Is this, and this. I was like, nigga, I don't know none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really be from there to be. I guess, you know what I'm saying? You got to know it. I guess you rolling like that.
I remember when I was in Kansas City, this cat wanted me to go. Just show up at this club, but it was on a plate. I forgot the name of that street. It started with a P. And he wanted me just to go and just make an appearance at the club. They was going to take care of me, give me a couple of dollars and shit. And I wind up not going. And like three motherfuckers got shot. I didn't even go. I was like, oh, fuck. Now, I don't know if they...
Like, you know what I mean? I stayed in the States and all hood, blood trip, still dressed the same, don't change who I am, but it's just, like they said, you always, like, everywhere I've been, Sacramento, Portland, Oakland, San Francisco, New York, Boston, Connecticut, North Carolina, I don't change who I am. I respect you, you respect me. That's it. It's how you carry yourself. Period. I'm going to any hood. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel that that's real. I mean, to me, that's the only way I manage to be everywhere. I mean, but you know, I ain't going there. Like I'm saying, I'm never coming there to disrespect, because I feel like, you know, real niggas gonna do real shit. You go out there and disrespect motherfuckers' hood, they gonna check you. You gonna run into the right nigga. Sooner or later, you go for trouble. You gonna find it. You look for it, you're going
to
find it.
Always a young nigga that's trying to get a name, going to be the one to pull up on the
So, yeah, I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like some cats think, man, how you go to that hood? My nigga, I'm not going there. Like motherfuckers say, you go in there looking for the hate, you're going to find it. You come for the love, you don't go there looking for the hate. You know, I just go there, you know, respects. Most niggas, you know, I'm good. But like I say, hey, man,
I go for the game, you know. That's one deal about me. I go for the game because I'm going to learn some game from them, and I'm going to be able to teach them some game. But so I've been an asset to a lot of places I've been. They're like, man, how do you go there? Man, how you go there? And I'm like, shit, man, I'm tapped in, you know. I tap into the street with this music stuff. So it's a beneficial because a lot of these cats be like, well, damn, man, I don't know nothing about that. I'm trying to rap. How do I get out there? So we chop it up and sit down. Next thing I know, it's like a blessing. They feel like, well, shit, man, every time you in town, you hit me up and we there. So I'm just like, okay. So that's what's been beneficial for me, but
I was out there when, you know, when the Sacramento was having that war, you know what I mean? Like, really having that war. Niggas getting knocked down around the corner from my house. I was going to go up there because that shit was T-Boy and them, and their homeboy get killed. Like, shit. I just been blessed that, you know, God give me the sign is not to show up or somebody intervene and stop me from doing it and then find out something happened.
Yeah. You know, what I always do is, like, when I go to different cities, like, I always, when I meet a cat, I fall back and I just watch it happen. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to see cats about business. Because it's easy to get caught up in bullshit, especially when you, to me, when I rock with a cat, I got to really rock with it. You know what I'm saying? So, because, nigga, you with somebody. Nigga, some shit jump off. You got to be down with that nigga because who going to protect you? Who going to look out for who? So you just don't want to be with just anybody that always got some bullshit jumping off. Because they instigators, or they ain't real. They jacking niggas, you know what I'm saying? So I always pay back. When I meet cats, I fall back. I watch how they do business, how they handle themselves, especially when it comes to this music. Now, they were serious about it, really about getting to do it. I fuck with them. Don't mean ain't nothing going to come to you. It just mean that, you know what I'm saying, you ain't looking for it. And that's what it, you know what I'm saying? And we got to deal with it, we got to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
that's
no
the kind
problem.
Of cat.
I mean, I fuck with everybody. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I got to tell motherfuckers, if you cross me, then it is what it is. The action is a reaction. So just be ready for the repercussions.
I get that, but I'm just saying, like, when I'm dealing with people, my nigga, I just, like, nigga, if you ain't really about your business, you ain't real. Cause let me tell you something I learned. I was taught one thing in the street. Good business go a long way. If you're doing fuck nigga business, fuck shit gonna come to you. And that's just what it is. I'm not gonna be the one over there knowing you doing this shit, and I know the heat coming. You asking for it. Nigga, the whole hood will turn against you. The hood will put you fucking under. The whole hood will turn against you. You know what I'm saying? You with that funny shit down here anyway. Like, I can't say, you know, I can't say about anywhere else, but down here, nigga, you with that fuck shit, nigga, the whole hood will put you under if it get that bad. You jacking everybody? Shit, niggas will click up. Okay, niggas. Shit, you going to come up missing. Down this way. I can't fight about everywhere in the country, but down this way.
But see, out here it's different. Niggas, you got homies like that, but then you got niggas that from your hood and see you making it better than them and hustling and grinding hard. Them niggas are right to teach you they self. And this will be your own homies.
Yeah, they'll do it. I mean, what I'm saying is, they'll do that shit down here, too. You got to watch out for the Jack boys.
But see, you know what I mean? I got a tight circle, so, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? And we all races. It ain't just like it's all my homies just black. We all different races.
And when we sit down at the table, again, we say we're going to go do something, we're going to go do it. Ain't no question if, ands, or buts about it. But, you know, I don't like a dome problem. You know what I mean? I can talk it out, then it is what it is. But if they elevate to the next level, then it is what it is there, too. I want to go home to my kids. I want to see my kids the next day. I want to see my family. So it's either your life or mine.
Right. That's good, but you know, I mean, I don't like I said, I don't get in to entertain. You know, one thing about it, I don't jump in. I don't entertain the bullshit. And I learned one thing. Petty niggas keep you petty if you're dumb enough to let them. But I, like I was saying, but again, I also had a big homie that taught me one thing. And nigga taught me, like I said, when I was on some petty shit and I was going to check like everything, he showed me. He like, nigga, let me show you this game. He said, man, let that shit go. Learn how to eat a loss. And when I didn't understand, but when he showed me other game, he was like, nigga made $100,000 in about an hour and a half. Like, nigga, you wanna bust this nigga in the head for this quarter. But nigga, look at this. But that was the price he showed me for me to respect what he was saying. And that's why I say petty niggas keep you petty if you dumb enough to let them. Entertaining everything. You ain't gonna never get to the big money. It's too many petty niggas out here. And they gonna play petty ass games just to invite you into some shit that when you trying to get, but once you get to the big stuff, you gonna realize what them niggas trying to do. That's all that was. I had to learn. I learned young though.
Yeah, well shit. I'm about to try to get back international shipping.
Right. You know, down this way, a lot of niggas, you know what's funny? A lot of niggas fucking with this, I was just talking about getting into the CBD shit. You know, niggas spraying this goddamn hemp flower. You can spray this shit with as much THC as you want to. THC is not illegal. You know, the marijuana plant is. So, man, they sell THC drinks and all type of crazy shit down here now.
So what is the price you have there for the drink?
For what? Are you talking about for the real shit? Or for the THC or the CBD shit?
It don't matter. I take everything.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, I got a partner, like, me and my cousin about to go. He already got his license in Louisiana. So we about to start that shit out here. Man, them pounds, nigga, them pounds cheap in a bitch. And it depends on what you get. Some of that shit, $200. Some of that shit, you know, it's exotic. You know, it's just the same thing. It's exotic shit. But it's, you know, a lot of these niggas.
That's fake weed, you know what I mean? Shit, that ain't nothing.
Right. But I'm saying, this is what I'm telling you. That they spraying it with the THC. I understand what you're saying, but I'm telling you, they got the marijuana. Huh?
They doing that Delta 8. That's what he's talking about.
Delta 8. Delta 9, Delta 10. Delta 8. That hemp shit. Yeah, the hemp flower.
That's hemp with Delta 8 in it.
So yeah, they spraying that shit with as much THC they want to, so the shit getting them high. And then they being creative with a lot of things. And my cousin was telling me, like, and Youngster saying, like, all the old school cats smoke the flowers. So these niggas doing all kind of creative ass shit with this THC, TH drinks, all the pins and all the drinks and all type of shit.
They got the drops out there?
Huh?
Do they got the THC drop?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talking about the moon rocks and all this stuff? I don't, man, they doing all type of crazy shit.
No,
you talking about the gooey shit, right?
No, I'm talking about the drop site, like you take the THC drop and put it on your tongue.
Yeah, they got them.
Okay.
Matter of fact, let me tell you something. I'm in Houston, and my cousin off tomorrow. We going down here to the spot because he just spent like $4,000. He was telling me, he said, nigga, just come over here tomorrow and spend about $500 to $1,000. If he off tomorrow, he gonna come scoop me up. So we gonna go out here because he already got the license.
That nigga so gonna Freddie taking some... all the talking time, man. God damn.
No, man. I'm done, Scratch.
I guess I smoke flowers, so you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's going to keep my eye, none of that fake shit.
Oh, I know. No, I got respect for it.
Solid.
You want to smoke that? You might as well go ahead and buy some motherfucking stress.
Huh?
That's it. That's just like smoking stress.
I'm about to.
No,
yeah, let me call myself.
No, don't.
I got to go try to pay this goddamn bill. Fuck.
Don't.
I'm just saying, this is Mark for everything. Hey, the good and things, whatever these niggas want. These niggas smoke whatever, get them high.
He's out there.
Oh,
God. And you come to the country woods thinking they out here, you'll get your feeling hurt. See what we have, you walking back sideways. As you come out here in the country, come out here in this country looking cheap.
Yeah, walk back sideways. Out here to the country. I'm bringing my own shit.
Well, you better bring my shit whenever you go.
Nigga, that shit go. Hey, my
fuck
shit go get everything in the radius is gonna get hot.
You such the weed, man. I can't even get you to mail me a motherfucking ounce of good. And that shit fly all day long around the globe on the plane.
I guess he said, did you send the money?
Hello.
Hey, look.
Money talk, bullshit walk. You send the money, that should be off the next. You send 8. I get the money by 8. That motherfucker be on the plane by motherfucking 12.
I can actually remember when we first started True West. And use the weed. You were supposed to send me some weed a long time ago. Had me sending my ad.
Man, I hope ain't nobody listening to
mail,
me, so.
And the mailman never did run. Ain't nobody. They can't. This shit we talking now, they can't hear. If you ain't on the line, you don't
know. I'm saying, my nigga. The trigger words.
Man, I'm not worried about these motherfuckers. Listening to our conversation.
Over ounce weed? Fuck them.
It's legal. At this point in time.
An ounce of weed. What the fuck is an ounce of weed? Ain't now federal agents going to pick up a pen and write up a case behind.
I'm glad you know him like that. You know him like that? It ain't about that. It's about the paper trail, the trail back where the big shit is. Fuck the little bitty ounce.
Oh, no.
They do what they do. I do what I do. Everybody always happy.
Yeah, California oversaturated right now.
State is where the money at. But see, that's the problem. Everybody, when they sit out of state, they know what the prices is, and they be like, well, fuck it, I'm going to charge that price. Fuck that. I know how much it is in certain states, so I'll be like, okay, if it's 5 racks, I want 4. Because I want you to keep coming back to me.
You feel me?
Oh,
And see, I'm just talking right $50. Now. And he's talking right. You feel what I'm talking about? I ain't in nigga right. Tax bracket. That's why I can't
but
smoke.
I'm saying, whatever you're saying, if you got a kid that's getting to you, you know, you're giving them out there for a stack. And they pay you like $100 or $200 to ship it. You feel me? Because a nigga can get rid of it from 35 to 25 to 35 out this way. You know what I'm saying? See, I just know somebody can get it out there, put it like you say, put it in flight for about $1,200. And they fucking with the growers.
But what quality is it going to be for $1,200?
Huh? What quality?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying my peach fucking with the growers.
Yeah.
They want me to fly out there? But you want me to come out there?
That don't mean, I deal with a lot of growers, but at the end of the day, it's different grades for different pay. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Right.
Is they getting mid grade, or they getting the bottom grade, or they getting that fire, or they getting that kill? See, that's what you gotta look at.
I mean, you know. I'm just saying, nigga, I can't move around the same, so I ain't gonna touch it like that. But niggas hit me by the, you know.
About to walk to the damn show in this goddamn wind.
See, that's what I'm saying, you know what I mean, when I say kill, I have you motherfuckers sitting there like wondering what happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
But I'm talking about fucking with a nigga that's a smoker, man, that's been hustling, that fucked with it. Like, he telling me, nigga, this gonna back the competition up. This ain't no, he ain't bringing me no. But I mean, this cause he grew up down this way, he from this way, but he grew up that way. You know what I'm saying? When he left, when he was young, like 14, 13, grew up on that side. So he been fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about nobody new.
I'm not saying, you know what I mean, but I'm saying when people paying a certain price, you pay for a certain part of your week.
He also say when it come up, he say like, nigga, it ain't, like if you don't get it, it's gone. Like you gotta get it when it's hot, because he might not have it.
But see, that's the thing. I can always touch it every day, year round.
Right.
I got, you know what I mean? But
I can't stand the rain.
It's not hard to send it to
against my window. It means
like
that
I spoke. That's the thing.
See,
I spoke so. And you know what I mean? It's right to tell you, I don't smoke no bullshit. I don't smoke no bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, my shit.
Yeah. I can tell you the same shit.
Don't.
The whole while I've been smoking some bullshit. I just smoke when you tell me to smoke, that's all.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know, like, in certain places, a zone going for 450. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? You do the math.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got a constant person that, you know what I mean? You know how that shit go. More you buy, the lower the price go.
Right on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the store. I'm going to the store.
Oh,
you went? Pick up, hey, Scratch, let me get 2 packs of
Juju beans.
Alright, I
got you.
Man,
they
need
about 3
beers,
man.
Alright, I got you. I'll be there about
30.
I gotta go and, gotta put some money on this card to pay these bills, man. It's bill time. But
And my car, my battery is going on the car, so I got to fucking walk. So I'm leaving home. That's why. Yep. I'm walking.
The battery was...
Yep, that battery fucked up on my ass. There's something about these batteries that just ain't going right with people these days. You know what the good thing about this shit is, the motherfucker is like, I got 5 years, so every time the battery go out, I can just take the motherfucker back and get another one.
There you go.
And the wind blowing like a son of a bitch.
Hey, where you gonna catch my package, son?
Yeah.
Huh?
Here we gonna catch my package, son.
Oh, God. I just can't win.
What happened? Throw the clothes out?
Huh? No, I ain't got there yet, too. I got a while to go.
Oh, shit.
I'm still walking. The wind blowing. Look like it's getting ready to rain on the motherfuckers.
Ooh, that ain't good.
You caught in a dust storm, huh?
That ain't good. A dust storm in the rain. Ooh, that ain't good. You gonna be muddy. And you gonna own. It's like walking through mud. Have y'all ever had a dust storm and rain at the same time? Is
that's
that possible with nature?
That'd be hell no, the dust don't stick. There'll be no damn dust storm. It's raining.
I know the dust don't stick. That's what I'm trying to see. Is that a mudslide?
Mud busted.
Yeah, the mudslide. I'm just wondering, man. Shit. Yeah.
Why
am I want to know? Is there mudslides? Maybe if I talk like a white guy, you know, maybe I could get some response on Truth Radio, but who knows?
I mean, I only...
Dilly Dally.
I used to see that damn sign when I was going out there to California, like zero chance of visibility, you know, dust storm. And I used to be like, you know, I used to think that shit was like, what the fuck is a dust storm? And the fucking around, I come across the California State 910, crossing Arizona. And then something happened to the truck, I had to go back. Man, that dust was kicking up hard. She dead, probably about a 10-car pile up. People died.
What?
I just, yeah, man, that dust is bad, bro. I just, if I see it, I pay attention, though, you know, because if I see it, I'm trying to get off the highway. It's bad.
Yeah.
But normally it's just like fog, you know what I'm saying? But when it gets bad, it gets bad.
Well, if that shit hits you, oh my God, that shit fucked you up.
Well, you know, it's just like a whiteout in the snow. You know, whiteout, zero chance of ever doing anything.
Yeah.
Fuck you up. See, I know the you know what? I ain't really like when you be talking about that fire. See, that shit is scary. When you start listening about them talking about them fires, some of that shit you be running about 35 miles an hour. Shit. That's some scary shit when you're on the highway traveling and that fucking smoke and it burning on both sides of the highway. You gotta be, you know, leery about it. That's some scary shit too. You can take that shit for granted. But you gotta fire you, but that's around you. Yeah.
Y'all hear that wind? Don't be quiet now, motherfucker.
I hear.
Yep. I gotta go pay this goddamn bill. I don't have no life no more.
That's the price you pay to live out there to play in Barton.
Yeah, I got him. I was gonna pay that motherfucker tomorrow, but I gotta pay that motherfucker tonight because I won't have no life tomorrow. I won't be able to work.
Fuck being able to work, nigga. If it get hot, you won't have the way to speak. Gonna be the breeze in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I gotta get that shit fixed too. That's. Oh my God. Thank Julia for hitting her boy up with a couple of dollars. Fuck. At least somebody care about a motherfucker. Brand new
banger. Oh damn. Oh damn. Ain't nobody
knows
that radio show now.
Don't want like that. God damn, it's too many people up here.
If love don't send us $1,000. You gonna get that zip in the mail, bro.
All right, you know, I'm about to be rich anyway. All right, I know.
Glad I got my
earplugs in, because, you know, my man don't know you, my other half cracked. I love you, truly.
Oh, come on. All this wind for nothing. I hope you got the earplugs in. I can't wait to get mine in the mail. You need to catch this shit.
Motherfucker gonna get ready to get ate by a coyote or some shit. Fucking around here.
They got coyotes out there?
Yeah. I'm walking out. It's dark.
I was fucking up while I was out there. I was out there like, I don't know what's out there. They know they had coyotes out there. I could have got my ass.
I lived out there. I used to walk through the motherfucker at night time, middle of the night, early morning, nigga. I didn't give a fuck. Fuck it. If I probably want to walk somewhere, I'm cut through. Hey, I got this chain. Somebody's going to get fucked up. Or something
going to
get fucked up.
Oh, well, see, that's the difference. Whatever would have popped out on me, it got popped. Animal, person, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, I got a cane and don't even need it. Everybody, sir, you need some help? No, I'm good. All right. Shit. Beer first. Let me get my beer first. Let me get my beer first. At least I'll be, the wind will be on my back on the way home. Migo.
Brand new banger.
Oh, yeah. Let me get back of that Migo.
Migo.
Let me see. Let me get back to you.
Y'all better look out for my heart.
Oh, baby.
Coming out soon.
All right.
Hello, is Truex, is Truex Radio here? Hello, hello, is this Truex Radio?
Thank you, sir.
Is anybody there?
Hold on.
Is anybody there? Hello?
You must be smoking up a good shit. You lost. You don't know Truex Radio? You got lost.
Let me have. Hold on, y'all. I'll be right here. Let me have 1200. Give me the 1200 right there.
Buy a lot of tickets from
the scratch. All right.
You know
what, Steph? All right. Yeah, same thing. All right, thank you.
Did they sell lottery tickets over there?
Yeah, they sell lottery tickets. Motherfucker, I'm trying to get money order for my goddamn rent and shit. You talking about some goddamn lottery tickets.
Somebody in Dallas, Joe just won $1 billion Powerball. I think it was Dallas.
And fuck,
that's what I'm saying. I'm about to send this scratch my little money. He can go buy me a lottery ticket. Take a picture of him when you send it to me.
Nigga, if you won, I wouldn't tell you, nigga. I'd be like, nigga, I got some money. I'm gonna send you about $200 or $300.
God damn. Look at the big old homie. Look how the big old homie gonna do this. God damn. Come on, man.
I just had to get $1,200 money order. God damn it. So fuck you, I'm
officially
be broke. I'm officially broke. Shit.
Come on, big old homie. I'm saying we're gonna hit the ladder, baby.
I got $30, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear none of your shenanigans right now.
Damn, big old homie. I need one lottery ticket.
Ain't nobody getting right about no fucking lottery ticket. Shut the fuck up. I'm walking in the wind. I just spent $1,200 on this goddamn... Man, no. I don't want to hear shit. I'm irritated. I'm going back,
going back
to the studio.
You're going to be the same thing the third next month. You're going to be the same thing. Give them money.
She just think about a nigga sometimes, you know what I'm saying? When nobody else do. How about that? Nobody else don't just... Niggas just don't be taking about later. Here you go. And I ain't even talking to motherfuckers that owe me money. So, goddamn it, I ain't trying to hear none of that bullshit. That's all right. Probably buy. I'm going to give True West about it. True West ready or another couple of weeks. I'm just getting ready to end this bullshit.
I mean, we can't do that.
Yes, I can.
I care two more months, so we
can
at least last
2 months. Well, I don't know, because goddamn it, 1,000 episodes, I know you pay for a few, a couple of motherfuckers pay for a few, but goddamn it, it's a big-ass motherfucker hole in my goddamn pocket,
And then some motherfuckers act like they don't appreciate it. So goddamn it, I don't give a fuck. I will shut this bitch down. As much as I love it. 5 years rolling.
Man.
That's some real shit.
That
bitch is going to
shut you down.
I will. I was going to shut it down last time. No, but I mean, like I can say, nigga, I'm... Never mind. Maybe me walking is pissing me off right now. Just trying to get the fuck on in the goddamn wind. Got the radio station rolling at the house. Why the fuck I'm going to have a six pack of each pocket? What kind of shit is that fucking like?
Why
aggravate
you walking in the wind in your pocket? Just asking, man. I know I asked you 2 beers and a lot of these chicken. Hey, DJ, hell no. I know that's true as radio mix.
Back in elementary. Hello?
Yeah.
Who it is?
Moody, where you been hiding at? You been over there asleep?
Nah, I'm wide awake.
Man, your ass ain't just coke. Man, I'm smoking that good shit from that California.
Nah, I'm just listening to the radio show.
I like you explain, man. What's going on over there at home?
Oh, man. Just chilling, man.
Everything to die down.
Oh yeah, I'm good, man. I'm just chilling. How you been doing? Everybody on the show still? Everybody still here?
the scratch, so to go. Soonest. Everywhere. DJ Hill Love. Soonest. He's still over there.
Yo, what's up?
Okay, he's still here. Scratch still over here, but he, probably put his grade down. What's going on the promotion scene, Buddha?
Oh, everybody just getting ready for Juneteenth. All of, you know, the parades here and there, festivals and things like that. That's pretty much it, man.
That's why I might go to Chicago. I was talking about winning by this after thing up there. Juneteenth. I might go up that way.
Yeah, what I missed?
Where you been hiding? Golden State just got beat by Boston.
Nah, I was here, there, and everywhere. Just tell me something good.
Brand new banger. Move on yourself.
Okay, we're two. You got Julia on the show still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I have phone calls to deal with, so yeah, I'm back. We got who all on here? Scratch on here? Hev Love on here?
That's how love DJ in that thing. That sounds like a True West mix.
Oh, well. Who all here? Just me, you, and Julie on here?
Buddha, Have Love.
Yeah.
Where Buddha at? I ain't heard Buddha.
I'm right here, man. They were talking about the marijuana daiquiris. The marijuana daiquiris. He was talking about they putting the THC and everything.
Yeah, they got the daiquiri. They got the vitamin water with it in there now. You see, a lot of people don't stop drinking beer. They're drinking the vitamin water with THC in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's better for you.
Well,
some of that Dollar Tree. They got some of the Dollar Tree aloe vera, too. They just got the aloe vera on the deal to make it look good.
Hey, I'll tell you.
That's a good combination.
I hear some of the boys out there playing out in the streets. When they ain't selling that real shit. They selling some of that, they got them CBD boogie.
Yeah, they get that Delta 8.
They
get that Delta 8, and it just look like it. That's all. They get that for the low and look like it, and trying to hit somebody for $10 a Grammy, and it's the shit. If somebody don't know they stuff, then they just like, oh, okay, just because it look like it. Got a little smell to it.
That's what I'm saying. I hear they play it down in the streets.
Yeah, they get that boogie. They get that for like $300-$400 a bowl.
Mm-hmm. I'm cheaper than that wholesale, baby. Mm-hmm. About to go grab me. If you smoke the regular, you know what I'm saying? That's what you do. Everybody don't do it. If you want the real shit, get the real shit. But you got some people that want it. You know what I'm saying? They can't afford to.
Well, the Delta 8, let me say this. The Delta 8 I'm going to say, back in the day, they had it, what they call government ganja. Then you had the street ganja. You could tell the government and put the ganja out on the way it tastes. You could tell the street taste. You know, it's been brought in dirty and across the water and under the ground. So you can taste the difference in the government and the street shit. So that Delta 8, it's all right. It'll calm you down. You know what I'm saying? They have it in the cigarette pack. It'll calm you down. And they got CBD and they mix that in. It'll have you mellow. I mean, you can operate. You won't kick back, you know, and fuck mm-hmm. off an hour. So you'll get up and do something, but you'll be real mellow when you do it.
Yeah, that would tell me instead of lasting, it was something last 5 hours or 12 hours, it'll last 5.
It's like driving a Hellcat, then driving a Lamborghini. Delta 8 is a Hellcat, but then that real deal is the Lamborghini.
right. But I mean, see, everybody don't want that Lamborghini. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't handle that Lambo.
Yeah, if you're going to drive a fast car, you might as well have something that got enough miles on the dash to get you where you're trying to go.
I'm just saying, everybody don't want it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, why waste your money? That's why I tell people, why they going to waste their money on some Reggie? And say, I spent 20 on some Reggie, and then you sit there and smoke all day long, and you still ain't got to where you're trying to go. When
you
get some real deal Holyfield. You get real deal Holyfield, then you hit you one, you're like, ooh, I'm good.
But what I'm saying, though, I got like my partner, so he stays seated. The reason why he smoked that Reggie, because once you smoke shit, or one of them, anything, you know, that's strong, or anything that shit, that top flight shit, you ain't got, your tolerance, Reggie ain't going to get you right no more, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So... Yeah, Reggie ain't gonna do you that, but some cats just want Reggie.
That's all they can afford. I mean, that's it. If you can't afford, I mean, you can't eat steak. If all you can afford is chicken.
Well, you know, one thing about, you know, you was out there somewhere, you was 20 grams. Over here, you might do 10 or 15 grams. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on where you get it from and where you get it.
Well,
you know?
I tell folks, it depends on this outdoor, indoor. You know, if it's indoor, it's going to be high. If it's outdoor, it's going to be lower. You know, that's just how the numbers run. Indoor is, you know, a structure. Outdoor is just, you know, pretty much natural. So that's the whole case in point. You know, you got the different ways of going. So if it's outdoor environment, it's cheaper to grow. And indoors, you got your lights and all that, your nutrients and all that you got to put down in it. So it runs. The numbers go.
Seemed like the Warriors was too high yesterday.
Remember five games.
Uh-huh.
I said
you
it
didn't say they
was.
You said they was gonna win the first game though.
Well,
that's
I said they were going to win in five games. They were going to beat
the
Boston.
No,
so
they
got
that
one
game.
They
and
got
Mr.
that one
Everywhere.
Game.
Mr.
Yeah.
Everywhere, did you watch the game yesterday?
Yeah, I watched the last second to the end of the game, second to the end of
you
the game.
You didn't watch the whole game, huh?
Yeah, I watched it to the end of the game.
Okay,
but
you saw it. Your team got their ass whooped. They was winning.
My team
was
at the house, but Golden State.
Curry did everything he could do, and it wasn't enough, man. They not going to win.
No, let me explain. All they had to do was keep going to the hole. After they was up 15, keep going to the hole. They kept counting three. You didn't have to.
But
they was up 15 in the fourth quarter, though. It was up 15 in the fourth quarter.
Right,
they
all they have to do
12.
Is go to the hole and draw a foul. You draw a foul, get your 3
man.
Points at the free throw line. That's common sense.
Man,
when you're up 15.
Come on, man. Come on, Mr. Everywhere. You know they got their ass whooped. Let's be real.
They got beat. I told you that Boston was going to win one. I said they're going to go five games. They got their win.
It's going four. It's going four games.
It's going five games.
No, it's going four. Celtics going to win in four, man.
So
I guarantee it's going to be five games, and you're going to see that Golden State going to run four straight in there, and they're going to say, damn, man, we thought Boston had
it. Man, Golden State can't win four straight against the Celtics, man.
Why they can't?
You seen it
last night.
Why they can't win four games straight?
Because
they
lost
one game to Dallas, remember?
Hey, you sound like me with Dallas.
They only
lost
one game with Dallas. They going
to...
That
was 3-1, though. We was 3-1, though.
Okay.
Not the first game,
lost,
goddammit.
They only lost two to Memphis. So how many you think they're going to lose
against
Boston?
We still should have whipped them. We still should have whipped their ass. We was winning two or three games. But
you were winning
two
or three games, but you only won one.
We good. But we saying the same thing. Boston gonna kick that ass. Save your money, goddammit. And save your some clinic for your tears too.
Oh. I mean, they barely escaped Miami, so they got it coming to them from Golden State. So you can take that to the bank. They gonna go four in a row on Boston, and y'all gonna be like, damn, man.
No, we ain't. You said that the other day, and Boston came and wore their ass out.
Boston just come back and won. There wasn't no war they ass out. They just started
what
keeping
you mean?
Three.
What you mean? They beat their ass in the fourth quarter.
You slow the game down. Fourth quarter, man, you about to slip 15, you slow the game down. That's common sense.
The Warriors was going to lose by 15, 16. The Celtics just let them get a couple of shots at the end of the game.
No,
man, they was getting their ass
whooped. They was up by 15. They was up by 15 and kept trying to shoot threes.
Oh,
missing
everywhere. I love
you,
Mr. Everywhere,
but
I don't think
you shoot three.
Hey,
Mr.
Everywhere, you's a good dude, man. I love you, man, but I don't think you watched the game real close yesterday.
I watched the game. They kept on trying to shoot threes, and they didn't have to when they drove to the hole and went to the free throw line.
He just delusional.
They went to the free throw line every time. When Poole went to the hole, Curry went to the hole. When they go to the hole, they draw a foul every time. That's still 3 points.
And every time Golden State lose, he hit the hyperventilate, just like that.
No, there ain't no hyperventilating my team at the house, so I'm just telling you what's going to happen with Boston. Boston, you got that one, they cheered. And
oh,
next
oh
thing
God,
else,
your,
they
team, went, your team went to the house. You didn't show up to the radio show the next day.
Have you ever seen that story about the Trojan horse? You ever heard that story about the Trojan horse? They rode the horse in. They looked at the old pretty wooden horse, and then goddamn 300 goddamn warriors came out.
Oh,
Mr.
Everywhere.
Mr.
Everywhere, you know the Warriors had E-40s in there, and they was drinking on his wine, and they ass lost.
once again, that story about the Trojan horse, everybody looked at the pretty horse, and then 300 Warriors came out, fought, and destroyed the city. Same thing.
Smoking that some of that too short indigo, huh?
What's that song? You got confetti, wing wrong number? That's what's going to happen. Your confetti's going to wing wrong number.
E-40 came in there, confetti, and gave him all a bottle of his on the top of the line wine.
In the third quarter, they were looking good, right?
Yeah, they went in there and took a sip.
All you're going to see is yellow and blue confetti when it's all over there, said and done.
Mr. Everywhere, you didn't watch that game, man, if you saying that.
They got confetti in charge of the red, yellow and blue confetti. He going to be in charge of the stinking out there.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. They ain't got enough, man. They ain't got enough. But you was right.
Confetti said,
but you was right,
more yellow
now, you know.
And more blue. They said confetti, just mix and match them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, mix and match them, yellow and blue.
The Warriors is through.
Okay.
They through.
If
they
you
gonna
think
lose,
the Splash Brothers ain't going
to
come alive, y'all said the same
too.
Thing with Memphis. With Ja Morant. With Ja Morant, Memphis going to do this to the Warriors. Memphis going to do that to the Warriors. And what
when
happened with
Ja Morant?
Ja Morant
got hurt, so we didn't say that after he got hurt. Before he
got
hurt, we were saying that.
What about Gary Payton Jr. got hurt? So?
I'm just saying, you know, when Morant got hurt, we knew it was over.
Confetti, tell him about a war. If a soldier get hurt on the battlefield, what do you do? You keep fighting.
Oh, man.
You keep fighting.
They going to get their ass whooped just like they did yesterday.
Yeah, you don't call no damn truce when you got soldiers laying on the battlefield and you might win the war.
I agree with what you're saying, but this is basketball. You talking about something totally different.
Same thing, it's a war.
It says it's a war. Are you hearing confetti? It's a war.
Let them Boston Celtics come in their house and keep winning Ukraine.
Let me ask you, Mr. Everywhere, who winning the game tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Golden State winning.
Okay. And when they don't win, what you gonna say?
God dang it, they don't win. That's what I'm gonna say. They lost, but they ain't gonna lose.
So you can get that out your mind. You can get that out your mind.
I'm going to call you tomorrow,
Bruce. Hey, you might well watch an episode of Airwolf. You might well watch a rerun of Airwolf. You don't want to watch what's going to happen tomorrow night.
Okay.
You forgot when they blew out Memphis by 30 points and blew out Dallas by 30.
Don't worry about Dallas.
They blew Dallas out by 30.
Yeah, we talking about.
Fine. They got blew out by 30. I'm telling you.
We talking about that Boston Celtics defense, though.
You watch. The defense, it wasn't the defense, it's the goddamn, what you call the offense got going.
It was the defense. No, it was the defense. No, it was the defense that got the stops, though, Mr. Everywhere.
The stops was the goddamn, they missed the shot. It wasn't the defense.
No,
the
but you know what I'm saying.
Shots in a row.
No, you know, I know that what you're saying, but see, the defense gave them one shot, and that was it. They don't make it, they're not getting the rebound.
Well, if you shoot the three, of course, the ball, the rebound won't come off long. That's what I'm saying. If you go to the hole, you're going to get the foul and the point.
You got a rebuttal for everything.
No, seriously, now what would you do? Listen, Jimmy Butler shot that three, right?
Jimmy Butler's gone home. He gone fishing now. We ain't talking about Jimmy Butler.
He could have went in for a 2-point layup, and they would have had to do one or two deals. Let him score or buy him for the 3-point
Jimmy
play.
Jimmy Butler goes wherever Jimmy Butler is. It's always fishing with him.
When Curry goes to the hole, what does he do? He's just a 3-point what?
The only hole Curry going to is the hole in the water where the fish ain't when his ass get in the lake.
Okay.
He's done. And I know you thought they was going to win yesterday when you saw Curry hit all of them three-pointers, but you thought they was going to win, didn't you?
I don't want to see them San Diego State bed sheet at the garage sale tomorrow morning. So you talking about you just got a whole new Golden State living room and bedroom set.
He said San Diego State.
I don't want to see that at the garage sale.
He said at the garage sale. Oh, man, you know, I love it. I was hitting you. As soon as I knew they won the game, I pulled over in my car and texted you.
Yeah, but when they was up 15, hell, you done deleted my number.
No.
He had my number blocked till they come up. He unblocked my number. See how he do?
I wasn't going to do that to you. You know, I told Thompson to stop celebrating before the game's over. He like to celebrate too much.
No, they just didn't hit nothing that last stretch. They kept trying to match three-pointers. They didn't have to. You up 15 points. All you got to do is control the ball.
They was nervous.
Make them foul you.
They was nervous.
Make them foul you. They can't give them 6 fouls and they out.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get that ass whooped tomorrow. Self-info.
Hell, you say that. You say that. You know damn well that Golden State don't go down like that.
They going down like that. I seen them go down last night. I was watching. I was like, oh, man, Boston got their number. They prove old man. I don't know, Mr. Everywhere. You're gonna be sound like Stephen A. He said, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. That's what Stephen A. said.
I would never be nervous with Golden State. I mean, you know their potential. Once you know their potential, you don't be nervous.
Yeah, but Stephen A. is nervous.
I don't know what he's nervous for.
Seeing them Celtics do their thing. I'm telling you, boy, they gonna tear a hole in the Warriors, man. Curry can't do it by himself.
Oh, he got a whole bench, man.
Nah, that bench ain't playing, though, man. Looney and all them niggas is going down. They going down.
What will they do next game?
They shut them other boys down, see.
and let Curry do whatever he gonna do. And then Draymond, I think he all that. He Draymond can't play enough good defense.
Well, like I said, once again, it was the part that they kept on trying to match three-pointers in the fourth quarter, and they didn't have to. All they had to do was slow the ball down, penetrate, go to the hole, and draw the foul. That's simple.
I told you. I told you. E-40 gave him a bottle of Stevenson's.
I think Rev Ali right. All that shit that was saying sounds good in theory, but what really happened?
Mm-hmm. See, all you got to do is put a body on Draymond, and he ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Oh, that shit sound good. You talking
about the Splash Brothers, though?
The Splash Brothers? You mean the Splash Brothers?
When they hot start to finish, what you going to do?
Them was the last brothers, man. They not doing nothing. Unless them niggas stop celebrating, you know, trying to put their head down like bedtime, bye-bye. You know, niggas need to just go ahead and play without boasting, man. Especially if you know you're good. Why you boasting if you know you're good? That's what Curry messed up with me.
I mean, he can't help it. He's throwing it up and it's dropping. I mean, it just didn't happen the last bit. But let them both be hot start to finish.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, they ain't going to blow them out.
It'd be a 30-point blowout. If both of them get hot, anytime they both get hot, it's a 30-point blowout.
It was a 15-point blowout.
They're only supposed to be in there right now.
They celebrate too much. They celebrate too much. If I played basketball and I was good, you would never see me celebrating at all. I just shoot the shot and run on back down the court, get ready for defense. Ain't none of that three in the air and bedtime, sleeping, all that old bullshit. No, man, you got a whole game to play. Them niggas celebrate. They celebrate too much.
Everywhere promoted. He keeps the dream alive.
Oh, yeah, he do. He good for that. He got some good rebuttals.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
but they just don't prove out to come out pretty well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, they don't pan out.
Yeah, they just don't pan out, man.
Compared to y'all put the whole luggage on Luka's back. Y'all made him more than he was.
Hey, we going forward though, Mr. Everywhere. We going forward. We not going backward. They went fishing already.
Hey, mm-hmm. You know I've been listening to y'all ass the whole time.
Oh yeah, we ain't say nothing about the Lakers, so you all right?
Oh, you shut the fuck up. Hold on. I'm gonna put the homegirl on the line just because y'all dumbass is just dumbasses. Hold on.
Who he calling dumbass?
Is he gonna put the homegirl on the line? She must be a Lakers fan.
And the Lakers went fishing long time ago. They've been fishing.
Hey, the first dumbasses.
Yeah. They fucked up.
We going to Golden State going to sell Boston oceanfront property in Arizona next game.
I know, because the Warriors is on the yacht on the water waiting to float away. They going to be fishing for sharks.
Well, if I sold you an acre in the ocean, I'd be on the boat too, wouldn't
you? No. Well, you know, I'd be on the boat probably on the shore. I'm not going to move with them, though. As soon as they move, I'm getting off.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Scratch?
Hey, there go Miss Boss. There go Mr. Everywhere. There go Miss Boss right there.
How y'all doing?
What's going on?
It's good. It's good. Slaving and behaving.
That's what I'm talking about.
Probably like let me let y'all in on y'all crazy ass conversation. I've been sitting up here listening to y'all ever since I came back from the store.
So what you mean? Who crazy and what? Who you calling dumb?
Is it crazy and it's a dumb conversation? Everybody sitting up there.
Right, why I got to be dumb? Because you wasn't in it. It's pretty smart.
Oh, I mean. Okay, well, damn it, that's what it is. It was pretty smart, I think. I'm sitting up here listening to y'all, motherfucker. I'm talking to her, and I'm listening to y'all on the other phone.
Mm-hmm. We talking about
y'all sitting up
how,
here
how...
talking about some stuff that ain't even... Get the fuck out of here.
How the Warriors is going to lose. That's how we talking about. Like they got their ass whipped last night.
I never root for Boston, so I knew that Boston was getting ready to win. At least that game. They probably